At the opening of the 9th century, the Carolingian Empire appeared to be the most formidable political power in Western Europe. Its territory stretched from the Pyrenees to the Elbe, from northern Italy to the North Sea, encompassing much of what is now France, Germany, Belgium, the Netherlands, Switzerland, Austria, and parts of Spain and Italy. Under Charlemagne, crowned emperor in Rome on Christmas Day in 800, the Frankish realm had achieved a degree of territorial unity unseen in Western Europe since the collapse of the Roman Empire. Royal officials carried the emperor's commands into distant provinces, monasteries preserved and copied religious and classical texts, armies moved across an extensive network of roads and rivers, and Christian missionaries advanced into lands that had previously resisted Frankish influence. Yet the empire's immense size concealed serious weaknesses. Its defenses depended upon local counts, bishops, landowners, and military levies whose loyalty was often personal rather than institutional. Its rivers, which served as essential arteries of commerce and government, also offered direct routes into the political and economic heart of the realm. As Scandinavian seafarers began probing the Frankish coastline, they discovered that the very geography that supported Carolingian power could be turned against it. The first Viking attacks on the Frankish world were limited when compared with the great expeditions that followed, but they revealed a new and unsettling form of warfare. Frankish armies had been shaped by conflicts fought over territory, tribute, and political submission. Their rulers expected enemies to seize border fortresses, raid frontier districts, or confront them in organized campaigns. The Scandinavian raiders who appeared along the coasts did not initially seek to conquer provinces or overthrow kings. They moved rapidly, struck vulnerable targets, seized portable wealth and captives, and withdrew before local forces could assemble. Their longships required little depth, allowing them to pass from the open sea into estuaries and then far inland along rivers. These vessels could be beached quickly, repaired with relative ease, and propelled by sail or oar. To Carolingian observers, the raiders seemed to emerge without warning, disappear before punishment could be organized, and return elsewhere with equal speed. The threat was not merely military. It undermined confidence in the emperor's ability to protect churches, monasteries, merchants, and rural communities. The Frankish encounter with Scandinavian violence did not begin in complete ignorance. The Carolingians had long been aware of the peoples living beyond the northern frontier. Merchants traveled through ports such as Dorstad, while missionaries attempted to convert communities in Denmark and neighboring regions. Political context linked the Frankish court with Scandinavian rulers, rivals, and exiles. Charlemagne's conquest of the Saxons brought his empire closer to Danish territory, creating a zone of tension across the lower Elbe. The Danish king Godfred, who ruled in the early 9th century, recognized Frankish expansion as a potential threat. He strengthened defenses along the southern approaches to Denmark and intervened in conflicts involving Slavic and Saxon groups. In 808, Godfred attacked the trading center of Rerik, reportedly transferring merchants from there to Hedeby, a more strategically located settlement under Danish influence. His actions demonstrated that Scandinavian rulers were not merely pirate chiefs but political actors capable of mobilizing armies, directing trade, and responding to Carolingian pressure. Charlemagne understood the danger posed by the northern coastline and ordered defensive measures along the Channel and North Sea. Watch posts, patrols, and fleets were organized at selected locations, particularly where rivers entered the sea. These efforts showed that the emperor recognized the mobility of the Scandinavian threat, but they were difficult to sustain. Ships had to be built, crewed, supplied, and coordinated across vast distances. Coastal communities might receive warning of an attack, yet communication remained slow, and local commanders could not always predict where the raiders would land. Moreover, the empire faced simultaneous challenges on multiple frontiers.